This Diamond Insight takes us to St. Louis with Bryant Cotton, who helped the fifth-seeded Billikens win the Atlantic 10 championship over the weekend to earn a spot in the NCAA tournament. Cotton, you struck out the last batter in the game, the only batter you faced in that championship game, the A-10 title game, to clinch the bid. What was that feeling like, being on the mound to send your team to the NCAAs?
Oh, it was great. I mean, it can't get much better than that. You know, you want to, as a pitcher, you know, and you're not out there as much, you know, as a position guys. They're out there every day. But, you know, as a pitcher, you being out there and being the guy to be on that mound and be at the bottom of that dog pile, I mean, it doesn't get much better than that.
Where does it rank compared to some other strikeouts you've recorded?
Oh, that's definitely the biggest one of my lifetime.
You know, you talk about being on the bottom of the dog pile, all this stuff going on over the weekend with the Angels and Kendry Morales. Did you manage to get out of there unscathed, no injuries or anything?
Nothing like that. I mean, I think I got hit on the head a couple times. I think it was well worth it.
Yeah, I would imagine. You also pitched a complete game against the same team, Charlotte, a couple days earlier in the tournament. How did the decision come about that you were going to make your first relief appearance of the season then?
Well, before the, it's kind of funny you asked that. All year I've been begging Coach to let me get a save. You know, I just wanted, you know, to, you know, I just want to, I only get a pitch once a week. So I told him, I said, yeah, you know, before I'm done with college, I want to, you know, be able to get a save, you know, in a midweek game or something like that. Well, you know, before the tournament started, you know, I told him, you know, we got to get to next week. So, you know, you don't have to really save me for anything. So, you know, just I'll throw whenever you want me to throw, you know, besides the game I'm supposed to pitch. You know, 0 days rest, 1 day rest, you know, 2 days, whatever it took. So I told him, I said, you know, if you need me, you know, I'll go out there whenever you want me to. So, do it for the team.
Were you pretty jacked up then, I imagine, when you found out you might have a shot to get out there?
I think adrenaline took over.
Was it especially sweet to beat Charlotte twice, considering you guys were swept by them during the regular season?
Oh, yeah. Oh, that made it a little bit better, too, you know, besides even getting the championship. But, you know, it was a bittersweet feeling, you know, to beat those guys. You know, I think that was the first time this coaching staff has beat them since they've been here in the 3 years. You know, I've only been here for two, and we got swept by them last year, too. So, I mean, first time I've beat them, you know, been part of it, too. So, I mean, I think it was great for the program that we did that when it counted, I guess.
You guys were the fifth seed in the tournament. Why do you think you were able to make your run?
Well, I mean, like, see, we didn't even know the week before if we were going to be able to make it or not because the race was so tight. But we had the series against Dayton. You know, we needed at least two out of three, but we weren't even guaranteed then. But we knew if we won three, you know, swept them, then we would get in. I think game two of the Dayton series, when we came back in extra innings, we were down by three. They hit a three-run home run, and, you know, everybody, they thought they had it won, and, you know, then we split because they were tied with us, so they were trying to do the same thing we were. And we came back in extra innings in the bottom of the 11th to win the game, and I think from there we thought we couldn't get beat again. So, you know, that really built our confidence a lot. So
you're a senior now, and you've helped set a program record with the 33 wins there this season. What's that mean to you?
Oh, it means a lot, you know, to have this mark on, you know, at school, and, you know, being able to say that you know, help, this, you know, and those record books as a team, you know, it's sweet to be a part of it. So.
You guys played at places like Ole Miss and Arkansas this year, and I know those weren't probably the best of experiences for your team, but do you think playing in those environments is going to help you now as you get ready to go to Louisville this weekend?
Oh, yeah, I think that's going to help a lot. I mean, you know, I mean, it's pretty nice playing a big stadium like that, you know, in front of a big crowd, you know, every time. It really gets you pumped up. I mean, if you can't get pumped up in a situation like that, then you're playing the wrong sport. So, I mean, I think that'll, you know, really help a lot, you know, our team, and really get us jacked up and ready to play.
Cotton, what's the best thing about being a college baseball player?
You get to play baseball.
Bottom line, huh?
Yeah.
What's the toughest thing?
Toughest thing? Probably, you know, school along with it. You know, we missed so much class, you know, 56 games in about 2 months, 2.5 months, you know, that's going on the road and stuff and, you know, missing class. And it's pretty tough, you know, to keep up with that. But, I mean, hey, that's part of being a student-athlete, so.
I'm going to do some word association with you before we wrap up. I'm going to throw some different things at you. You just tell me what comes to mind.
Okay.
Start with a teammate of yours, Danny Brock.
The man. He's the man.
Another teammate, John Myers.
He's the man, too. The other man.
Your head coach, Danny Hendrickson.
Oh, he's the big man. I guess you'd say. Yeah, he's the upper man, I guess you'd call it.
St. Louis Billikens baseball.
A program that, you know, people should start looking out for, I think, you know. We just, you know, scared, I mean, put a run together at the end, you know. Nobody thought we were going to, you know, even win the Atlantic 10. So, I mean, this is the thing, so, you know, that they'll end up building on. You know, I mean, I won't be a part of it, but I can say I helped get them to where they're going to go. I mean, they're going to, you know, go even farther. I mean, I know we're not done yet, but not unless you expect it, you know, instead of just hoping to get to the tournament every year. So I think that this year is going to help a lot.
Heading to the NCAA tournament.
Oh, it's great, great. You know, I'm so excited about that. It's just, I'm so excited. I mean, I can't put it in words. I've been, you know, watching on TV and stuff, you know, sitting around in summers usually, and now I get to go play in it. It's just great.
And the last one, Cotton Bryant.
Just a baseball player.
Cotton Bryant, the St. Louis Billikens, heading to the NCAA tournament. They'll be in the Louisville Regional this weekend. Thanks a lot, Cotton. Congratulations, and best of luck to you guys.
I appreciate it. Thank you.